This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hello, orcs and gentle dwarves. It's Murph, your dungeon master for this D&D play podcast. I've got some solid players lined up, Emily Axford, Jake Hurwitz, and Caldwell Tanner. You'll be hearing from those guys in just a few minutes, and you can hear our first full episode this coming Thursday. If you've never played D&D before, don't worry, because neither has Jake, and he's one of the hosts. So, you know, it's just collective storytelling with some dice rolling. You'll pick it up fast. For this mini-sode, that's what I'm calling it, a mini-sode, I wanted to give you a little preview and talk about our game. So this campaign takes place in a world that has already been saved. The idea is that three legendary heroes have already gone through, defeated the big bad evil guy, and righted wrongs along the way. Jake, Emily, and Caldwell will start their campaign in this morally gray post-war world and have to deal with all of the problems caused by the legendary heroes on their adventure. So I'll get more into the backstory about the world in our first episode. Right now, I'm going to play for you a little intro that introduces the party. Then I'm going to join Caldwell, Emily, and Jake as they talk about their characters. So let's cue the temporary intro. Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast. Let's meet our party.
Hard Won Surefoot, the Bastard of the Mountain, a human fighter raised by dwarves. Thick of calf and quad, 6'6" of muscle and beard, the great axe of Iron Deep, pride of the dwarfenage. Having dug further into Iron Deep than any man or dwarf before him, Hard Won believes his next great adventure lies above ground and has set off to see the world.
Beverly Togold, pure-hearted halfling youth from the city of Galateron, a five-leaf green teen novice paladin in pursuit of the ultimate merit patches. Beverly has never disobeyed his mom and is an extremely good boy.
Moonshine Sabin, crick elf druid, lover of fungus and ambassador of decay. Her people were ostracized by the high elves to the dank shores of the crick, but now something's amiss at the old crick. Accompanied by her loyal possum, Pawpaw Gump, freckled, ferocious, and dangerously fertile.
Do you guys want to talk a little bit more about your characters? Emily, you want to talk a little bit more about Moonshine before we get started?
Moonshine Sibin is my favorite last
name. Moonshine Sibin. Moonshine Sibin, you know, she's kind of a backwoods elf. If she met a high elf, they'd probably turn their nose down at her, but Moonshine wouldn't really give a fuck. There's some unnatural happenings down at the Crick, so the Crick elves are looking for a new place to stay.
Yeah,
so,
I heard some of them animals done dying.
Some of them animals done dying. The Crick elves are starting to get worried. They're fixing to make a move.
Crick's drying up.
Something's happened down at the Crick.
Something's amiss at the Crick.
Meemaw, come quick.
Meemaw, come quick. Something's amiss at the Crick.
Yes. What's the matter, Pawpaw? Is
Meemaw,
it the Crick?
Pawpaw ain't acting right.
Pawpaw, of course, is the possum.
Yeah, Pawpaw is.
How likely is it that Pawpaw is just a stuffed possum?
It's just a stuffed possum?
He's always getting in the trash.
So now she's wandering. She's wandering the world of Bohemia. She's got a little side project, which is collecting a spore library. Which is basically anytime she sees a mushroom, she collects some spores from it so that she'll always be able to make more of it. Mm. But she's got an overall bib pocket full of mushrooms that are native to the Crick, so that she can, you know, she can try to plant them in other climates and see what sort of environment they take a shine into, because maybe the Crick elves can move there.
So, like, anytime we kill someone during the campaign, you're just going to plant a mushroom on their corpse? Is that kind of your calling card?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, I'm just going to sprinkle a couple spores, and then when they see the dead body and they're like, there's mushrooms growing out, Moonshine's been here.
That's awesome. Sibin.
Caldwell, you want to talk about Sibin. Beverly a bit?
Yeah, Beverly is a 14-15-year-old halfling from the city of Galateron, kind of a privileged and pampered youth. He comes from a long line of Beverlys. He's actually the fifth Beverly in his line. Mm. And as I mentioned, he's a city halfling, which is a specific kind of subset of halfling that, unlike most halflings, shaves their feet and paints them a color. They paint their toes and the tops of their feet.
Yeah.
Since, like, they live in an urban environment, they have no need to keep that hairy, kind of, like, rough... you know, look about them.
Right.
I do want to warn you that Moonshine's feet are dirty and callous.
Yeah, and that's going to take some getting used to for young Beverly.
Yeah, did you pack a razor to shave your feet even on your journey?
Absolutely.
And keep them pretty.
Or do you wax?
The Togolds
or threading?
To,
do you get threading?
For their foot hair to grow slower than a normal halfling, or does it grow in pretty much every day?
I think it still grows in. You know, it's just like
it's got like a 5 o'clock foot shadow.
Yeah, like, and I think that Beverly is very excited that his foot hair has just started growing in. He's like just been shaving for like a year, I think, maybe.
Oh,
so this is kind of like a point of pride for him, for sure. And like his dad,
so like maybe he doesn't.
So maybe he only has like little peach fuzz feet.
Yeah. He's got little peach fuzz feet, but he's like making a big deal. He's always like, oh, before we go, I really got to shave my feet.
I really got to shave. It's just,
it looks like you already have.
And yeah, he's also like a Boy Scout.
Yes.
He's part of the Green Teens.
He's part of the Green Teens, which is a junior paladin organization. He's a five leaf. It's a six leaf system the Green Teens are on. And when you reach six leaves, you become a full fledged junior Green Knight. And all of the Beverlys in his family have been Green Knights, and that's kind of the path that he's on. He's not sure if he actually wants to become a Green Knight, but being a six-leaf Green Teen is very good for your academy application.
Wow.
Flash forward 15 years from now when Caldwell has three boys and has started the Green Teens for real.
Someone on our...
shaving all of their feet.
Absolutely.
Our other podcast, the 8-Bit Book Club, somebody on that subreddit suggested the name instead of Green Teens, Boy Pals for Boy Paladins.
Boy Paladins.
I really like Green Teens, so I think what it'll be sort of Boy Pals is sort of the Cub Scout to the Green Teens Boy Scout.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That'd be funny if everyone's like, oh, you're a Boy Pal?
No. He was already a Boy Pal.
I graduated from Boy Pal.
Isn't that cute? It's a Boy Pal.
I got all my patches from Boy Pal.
And that's what sends him into a barbarian rage.
I'm not a Boy Pal!
Just look at these beads that I have here. Each one represents a year as a Boy Pal. So I'm kind of trying to get the last required merit patches necessary to become a six-leaf Green Teen.
Your junior Green Knight.
Yes, but those are very rare patches.
Wow.
So that's kind of like why I'm going on this journey, is to try and claim those last patches.
And, yeah, and you guys are all level.
You have the patches, you just haven't sewed them on, right?
Just like imagine.
You carry around all
the
patches.
Oh, I have a lot of patches.
Okay. Just imagine if that was the last year of being like a boy, of going from Cub Scout to Eagle Scout. If it was like, cool, now in your 16th year, you leave and live in the woods for a year, and that's how you become an Eagle Scout.
You when you're 17 if you're not dead.
Yeah, your parents will strip you nude and give you a knife. That's how I got my Eagle Scout badge.
So the badge you're looking for is probably, since you are a level 2 paladin,
right?
At level 3, if you take the Oath of Ancients and become a Green Knight,
right,
you can speak to animals. So that's probably the patch you're looking for.
Yeah,
like
animal.
Speak to animal.
Animal relations.
Animal relations.
I hope that Pawpaw.
AR patch.
I hope that Pawpaw, like when you speak to Pawpaw, my possum, he has like a really eloquent voice.
Oh, absolutely.
He is.
I can
already tell you, Pawpaw is a dumb hick. He's so stupid.
Oh,
and
tell
crazy.
Me the wise things the Pawpaw says.
Moonshine. You're gonna see how sick.
He
Pawpaw
was very
is.
Eloquent.
I think that he's, I'm like 90% sure he's dead.
He's just like incoherent.
He's just Boomhauer on meth.
Papa sounds the same after you can speak to animals as he did before.
Guys, don't I have my little battle station here with my
of
DM screen and stuff? I'm like a dorky Howard Stern. Behind the glass. Back here,
this screen is dope. I feel
right?
like that
dorky
guy...
Howard Stern.
Yeah, Murph, do a roll.
I'm gonna
to
chisel
see...
that on your gravestone.
Murph, do a roll.
I already
to see
bought
how powerful...
it. I just haven't chiseled anything on it.
Murph,
yet.
Do a roll to see how powerful your Baba Booey is.
All right, first roll, 15.
Wow,
that's a pretty good
Baba Booey. Baba Booey.
Say it 15 times.
So, Hard One, why don't you tell me about yourself? You fuck any chicks at a brothel?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Tell me, what was that like? Do you
This is, it is, there's something about the, like, the Howard Stern
I'm
thing.
Really
like,
I really am kind of, you guys are back in couches and I'm at a desk.
Yeah.
And it's a real position of power.
Yeah. For sure. You're higher up. You have this, like, there's literally a fire-breathing dragon staring at me right below you.
Would you guys think it would be distracting for the podcast if I just had, like, a lip full of chew? Like during it,
so.
Do you think that the mic would pick it up? I just feel like moonshine would.
I mean, yeah. If you're gonna share it,
yeah,
then
people
yeah,
do like fine. Hate chewing on podcasts. I've used it.
Okay, Jake, do you want to tell me a little bit about Hard One? So
I
he was raised in a dwarfinage, right?
Yes, he was left on the foot of the Iron Deep Mountains. And as Emily, I have to give you credit for the dwarfinage because it's my favorite. So he was raised in the dwarfinage. He was almost raised by the entire community of dwarves under the mountain. Raised by the mountain, you could say.
Wow.
And he made a real name for himself because he's a big, strong human towering over the dwarves. And he was amazing at mining the mountain.
I'm just picturing him at a bar talking to a woman being like, I guess you could say my father was a mountain.
Yeah, but that, and that's exactly the kind of thing that he would do. To Hard One, he's like the best athlete, the best high school athlete at a really shitty school, like big fish, small pond.
Oh,
he
my
thinks
God.
He is.
Right, because he's around all these real heavy dwarves that can't climb or anything,
yeah,
so he thinks he's the best like rock climber
and like,
everything.
In the he leaves and he's like, I am the most famous person in Iron Deep, and everyone's like, well, we've never heard of anyone that came out of
yeah
that.
So like did they just
to everyone else he is just a big dumb dude that is walking around being
you're
like
a really
I'm
like
a legend
like, really tall heard. American in another country,
yeah,
and people tourists are asking to take pictures with you and stuff.
I feel like
yeah you're like a traveling blonde. I feel like blondes when they travel to other countries people are like, wow, you're magical.
That's what I'm hoping for.
I feel like you started track and field at your school just so you could be better at it than everyone else.
That's what,
okay guys,
watch me throw a javelin. What's a javelin? It doesn't matter.
Just like you
it's a
racing.
Fucking stick
just
I can
watch
throw.
It, man.
Just Hard One racing a bunch of dwarves and then being such a poor sport winner and just being like,
running up the clock.
You can't keep up.
That is it for episode 0, guys. Hope you enjoyed hearing us talk about our party. Please subscribe to the podcast and listen to our first episode when it drops this Thursday. That's when we'll actually be playing the game. So thanks for listening. May Bahamut keep you and may the Baba Yaga not take you this night.
That was a HeadGum podcast.